Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth. Albert Einstein. The traditional understanding of neuroscience has been shaped by long-standing assumptions that have become neuron dogmas. These include beliefs regarding the nature of the electroencephalogram, e.g., the roles of action potentials in different neuron structures, and the regenerative capabilities of the brain. This post examines several commonly held dogmas about brain function, providing updated insights based on recent research. From the sources of EEG signals to the role of dendrites and the production of new neurons in adulthood, these findings challenge established views and highlight the complexities of brain function. Exploring six key myths about brain activity underscores the importance of ongoing research and the evolving nature of neuroscience. Dogma 1, the human scalp EEG doesn't contain action potentials. The dominant contributors to scalp EEG are postsynaptic currents, PSCs, from large populations of cortical neurons, accounting for most of the EEG signal strength. While action potentials are not the primary source of EEG signals, they can make a small but notable contribution. Computational modeling has suggested that action potentials and afterpotentials may contribute a minor portion to the EEG source strength, particularly in the high-frequency range above 60 Hz, high-frequency oscillations, HFOs, like fast ripples, observed in certain pathological conditions such as epilepsy, suggests that under specific circumstances, action potentials may contribute to the EEG signal, though they remain a minor component compared to slower synaptic activity. The limited contribution of action potentials to scalp EEG can be attributed to several factors. Action potentials are brief and tend to cancel out at a distance due to their dipolar nature. Additionally, pyramidal neuron axons are generally oriented away from the scalp, and the skull and scalp attenuate the signals. Layer 5 pyramidal cells, which generate large PSC and action potential signals, play a dominant role in generating EEG signals. Dogma 2, dendrites don't exhibit action potentials because they lack voltage-gated sodium channels. Human dendrites do indeed exhibit action potentials and possess voltage-gated sodium channels, challenging the traditional view of dendrites as passive receivers of information. Voltage-gated receptors open in response to changes in the electrical membrane potential, allowing ions to flow across the membrane when the voltage threshold is reached. Ligand-gated receptors, on the other hand, open when a specific chemical, such as a neurotransmitter, binds to them, allowing ions to pass through in response to the presence of the ligand. Recent research has shown that dendrites in human neurons can generate and propagate action potentials, contributing to neuronal computation and output. These dendritic action potentials have unique properties, such as a graded response to stimuli, and indicate that dendrites possess complex computational capabilities previously thought to require multilayered networks. In some neuron types, such as gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, neurons, dendrites are the primary site of action potential generation, challenging traditional views of neuronal polarity. The active properties of human dendrites, including their ability to propagate action potentials, have significant implications for understanding neuronal computation and brain function. Dogma 3, action potentials initiated at the axon hillock only travel toward axon terminal buttons. Action potentials initiated at the axon hillock do not exclusively travel toward axon terminals. While the primary direction is toward synaptic terminals, backpropagation allows action potentials to travel backward into the dendrites and soma. This retrograde signaling plays crucial roles in neuronal function, including spike timing-dependent plasticity, STDP, a mechanism fundamental to learning and memory. Backpropagation also enhances the computational abilities of neurons, allowing for complex integration of synaptic inputs and influencing dendritic excitability. The efficiency of backpropagation varies among neuron types and contributes to the diverse computational properties of different neurons. In human neurons, this phenomenon highlights the complexity of signal propagation and neuronal information processing. Dogma 4, action potentials only travel through an axon's interior. Action potentials do not exclusively travel through an axon's interior. Research shows that the electrical activity associated with action potentials generates magnetic fields that extend beyond the axon's boundaries. These oscillating magnetic fields may contribute to signal propagation, suggesting that the action potential involves both intracellular and extracellular components. The classical model of ion flow through voltage-gated channels remains dominant, but the involvement of extracellular electromagnetic fields provides a more comprehensive understanding of action potential propagation. This perspective broadens our view of neural signaling and highlights the interplay between intracellular and extracellular processes in neuronal communication. Dogma 5: The human brain does not produce new neurons in adulthood. The production of new neurons, particularly in the olfactory system, occurs throughout life via adult neurogenesis. However, the question of whether the human brain creates new hippocampal neurons during adulthood remains debated. Earlier studies suggested ongoing neurogenesis in the adult hippocampus, a region crucial for learning and memory, while more recent research has provided conflicting results, raising doubts about the extent of this process in humans. Despite the controversy, adult neurogenesis has significant implications for brain plasticity, aging, and disease. Advances in research techniques, such as improved imaging methods, may help resolve this debate and clarify the role of neurogenesis in the adult brain. Dogma 6: The human lymphatic system does not service the brain. Recent research has revealed that the human lymphatic system extends to the brain, challenging long-held beliefs. The discovery of meningeal lymphatic vessels, MLVs, in the dura mater of the brain has significant implications for waste clearance and neurological disorders. These vessels drain cerebrospinal fluid, CSF, and interstitial fluid, providing a direct link between the brain and the peripheral immune system. The brain's lymphatic system, connected to the glymphatic system, plays a key role in removing waste products and maintaining homeostasis. This discovery opens new possibilities for studying neurological diseases and developing targeted therapies. Conclusion. Advances in neuroscience have shown that many widely accepted ideas about the brain are oversimplifications. The roles of action potentials in EEG recordings, the computational abilities of dendrites, and the presence of neurogenesis in adulthood are more complex than previously thought. Additionally, the discovery of a brain lymphatic system and the reconsideration of action potential propagation challenge long-held dogmas. These insights illustrate the brain's remarkable plasticity and adaptability, pointing to future therapeutic approaches for neurological and psychiatric conditions.